There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is pretty neat.
You're slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Peak.
And welcome to another edition of the Unique Geeks 50 Days of Dragon Con Countdown, the podcast. With me, as most of the time, I cheated on her a little bit for a couple of podcasts. But calling from her her beach house in the Hamptons. No, I don't know if she's in the Hamptons. I don't know where she is. But she's on the beach. Yeah. I know that. I know that her toes are in the sand. Lee, how you doing?
You slut, John.
Yes.
You slut.
I know. Well, I had to. I didn't.
One day, and you decide you have to go and get somebody to fill in.
Sometimes you just need a little strange in your podcast.
You, I thought we had something special, John.
Oh, we do. You know, you.
You just replaced me.
Yeah, I can never replace you.
You knew I was gonna play. You knew I was gonna call you a slut. I was gonna call you and you cheated on. You cheated on me.
That I did a little bit, but in the meantime, who was the first to break the news to you?
You were the first to write your news to me. That is true. I saw your text this morning. I did check my text, and my first text was from you. And the news he's talking about is that it is, by the time you're hearing this podcast, what, about 40-something days out?
Yeah.
Okay. And we just found out today, or late last night, that Gillian Anderson will be coming to Dragon Con, two panels, and that's just ecstatic and exciting, and I am ecstatic and I am exciting, and I've been giggling and just giggly all day. And the first person who let me know this was Boutal, even after he cheated on me last night. He also texted me.
It was cheater's guilt.
It should have been cheater's guilt. and yeah, I mean, seriously, you're cheating on your second wife. I mean, that is really awful.
Well, we don't want to keep our.
On your podcasting life. No, I think the guest understands.
No, I'm not trying to change the subject at all. But maybe we should introduce our guest.
Totally are. But I will introduce our guest because he is an awesome guy. I have known him for a couple of years, and this is Phil, who is the board game director at DragonCon. How you doing, Phil?
I'm doing great. How you guys seem to be doing well, even though you got cheated on.
Yeah. I know. For being cheated on. Really.
And she took me back. There you go.
Well, Liz is not one of those Chris Brown situations.
Ooh. Well,
no. never like that, because I could totally take John. That's totally another issue. So Phil, all right. We know that there's gaming at Dragon Con. We know that there is D&D, there are LARPs, and there are board games. So what are the board games you do? I mean, how many do you set up? What is it exactly that goes on for the board games at DragonCon?
Well, ever since I took over as director of board games about 5 years ago, we've slowly but surely tried to increase our library. We started out with about 50 games that DragonCon owned. We added some games that I had that I was no longer playing. And over the years, we've added more games. Right now, we have about 300 games that DragonCon owns that I keep up with during the off season, make sure they're all set up and everything. But we try to get about, you know, we add a couple of other people who share some games with us. And we have about 500 to 700 games every Dragon Con that we have in the Dragon Con library that we allow people to just check out, play, and, you know, learn how to play and have fun. Down in the Hilton Galleria level, bottom floor of the Hilton. Same place.
Nice area, actually. Very nice area.
It's a very nice area. There's a couple other things going on down there with us. It's where the gaming headquarters is. All things gaming. It's Gaming Central down there. So if you guys are interested in playing any role-playing games, getting in any LARPs, this is going to be the hub of where everything is down there. But we're located down there. We take up about half to three quarters, depending on the time of the day. We take about a half to three quarters of the Galleria level, and if you've ever been down there, that area is huge. So we take up a lot of area down there. We got a lot of stuff going on. Mostly people hanging out playing games.
Well, and I know it's mostly people, but I mean, are you 24/4, not 24/7? Because Dragon Con, thankfully, right now is not 7 days a week.
But it will be next week. Yeah, next year.
Stop! Don't even go there, John. I mean, how do you do this?
We start at 9 a.m. on Friday. That's when we uncase the games, and we don't pack them up until about 1 or 2 o'clock on Monday, depending on what the crowd looks like. We run 24 hours. It's a really unique experience. The first year that we did this during the 24 hours, we were kind of worried that, okay, well, there's nobody, because we were kind of worried because we said, okay, no one's going to be down here playing games at, 3 o'clock in the morning. There's much more things you can do at Dragon Con at 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, as the director, I showed up just to check in. I staggered in, or as the case
you were very, it was very late. You were very tired.
Because I knew I had to be back down there at 9 o'clock. And I had to check my watch a couple of times because there were almost as many people down there on Saturday morning at 3 a.m. as there were at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on that same Friday. So that was overwhelming. And every year we've tried to add more stuff going on overnight, keep the area organized, give people something to do overnight. If they don't want to hang out in parties, they can come down to board games, check out a couple of games, get some friends. Meet some friends.
Okay, so just give me an idea. Are you talking like Stratego, Ogre?
Well, we have.
Are you talking Monopoly? I don't even know.
We have our games. They run the gamut. We have games. We have games for little kids. We have games like Candyland. A lot of the Euro games, Settlers of Catan, Power Grid, Vegas Showdown. The gamut is huge. We pretty much anything that's popular, well, even some that's not so popular, we try to get a copy of it between either Dragon Con or some of our partners, and we just have the games to play. I think it's really unique because what it does is a lot of times people want to play these games, but some of these games, they start at $60 and go up.
Yeah.
So you might not be able to purchase the game for yourself. Or know someone, or you might not be able to justify purchasing the game for yourself. You and two or three people playing the game, but you come to Dragon Con and we have the games available, and they're there for the enjoyment of the people at Dragon Con. We charge a small fee, just so we can recoup some of our expenses and whatnot. And I think this year we're going to make it $5. And from Friday at 9 a.m. until we shut down, you'll be able to check games out of the board game library, plan in the area. There are also going to be demos.
Is that $5 per game or $5 for the whole?
Nah, so you give us $5 at the beginning of the weekend, you're good all through the weekend.
Awesome. That's a deal.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm sorry, that is like a real deal. I didn't even know how many you had. I knew there were board games down there, but 500 to 700.
Yeah,
that's a lot of games.
Yeah, it's a lot of games. Unfortunately, my pictures from last year did not come out well because I took them with a bad camera.
Section. Get down there. Go take some board game pictures.
Yeah, and like I said, if you come down there anytime, starting on Friday at 9 o'clock, the place is going to be packed. I do caution everyone, if you're going to come down there, don't forget to bring a jacket because the air conditioning is kept at a brisk 68 degrees, and it stays 68 degrees all weekend. And the fewer people there are, the colder it gets.
Now, I've got a couple of questions, but first of all, we do got to address the elephant in the room, which is, the joke around Dragon Con is that come Sunday, that room down there is not the freshest room in Dragon Con, although I would argue that there really aren't any at that point.
Did I mention that it stays at a brisk 65 degrees?
Is there a reasoning for that? That's where I was going to go with this. Is there a reason that you happen to do that?
Well, it serves a couple of purposes. as you know, Atlanta can get a little warm during the during Labor Day weekend.
Yes.
Tiny bit.
So it keeps it keeps us cool down there. Secondly, since we're open 24 hours, it keeps people from falling asleep.
Ah, yes. I know. I have caught people sleeping.
Refrigeration does improve, tend to improve the freshness of any room.
You know, in fairness, I've been down there. I go down there probably about two or three times throughout the con. Usually looking for the HeroClix table.
Which is in the miniature section, which we also have down there.
Right.
Just to make sure everybody knows, in addition to board gaming down in the Galleria level, we have card games, you know, Pokemon, Magic the Gathering, games like that. We also have miniature gaming down there. This year we'll also, I believe, I'm not 100% certain, but I'm going to say it anyway. I think we're going to have the Mech Warrior pods again this year. We had, I think last couple of years we've had 8 Mech Warrior pods down in the Galleria level. So it's something else for you to do down in the Galleria level at the Hilton.
And what I was going to say too was that it really isn't that bad down there. It's no worse than anywhere else in Dragon Con.
Right. It's as bad as any place else where people
are hanging out for a long time for 24 hours.
Right.
Yeah. So. But you know, well, the other question I have for you is, out of the 500 or so games, do you have any one or two games that you personally like, and which also which is probably your most popular games?
Games I like cooperative games, where it's, you know, you're playing to beat the game.
Right.
Right now I'm still a big fan of Battlestar Galactica. That's become one of my more favorite games, Arkham Asylum, in its many incarnations. We have several incarnations of that. I would say the most popular game that we have would probably be a toss-up between Settlers of Catan and perhaps Dominion.
Dominion. Yeah, I haven't played Dominion yet.
Dominion.
It's like a cross between it's like a card game, board game kind of deal.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite game, but you know, it's not all about me. We try to get stuff that people find popular. We're constantly asking what people want to see, and my entire staff, we get together a couple times during you know, the off season, and you know, we put together a list of games we want to try to purchase. So, you know, we're always looking to get what's popular. One of the more popular games that we've come up with, we bought it on a lark. It's a game called Pitch Car. Basically, it's a game you're flicking basically wooden checkers around a track, simulating a Formula One race. It's become one of our more popular games. Pretty much anybody who comes through and wants to try to play a game, we can always pull Pitch Car out, put it up in the middle of the room. We'll have a crowd in 10 minutes.
Oh, nice.
That's neat. I love that idea too, because I think there has been a feeling for a couple of years that board gaming and role-playing games have kind of gone out a little bit. And I think as many of us geeks are having children or being aunts and uncles and things of that nature, we're bringing those back.
Yeah,
I know my husband and my son are doing board games all the time, which is why I asked about Stratego and Risk and Axis and Allies and things like that. Cause
we actually have all three of those.
So do we in our house. Yeah.
Yeah. The important thing is, the whole thing about board gaming in general, is the idea is to be social. And Dragon Con is a great place for people to come and be social with people who are of a like mind. You know, no one's judging anybody here at Dragon Con. We're all just geeks hanging out. You know, we've had, you know, several guests come down and just hang, and no one even realized they were playing with a guest. So that's really cool. And, you know, we've seen that a couple of times. We had Dean Stockwell come through when he was here, and he recognized a couple of the games that we had. He, you know, we chatted with him for a few minutes. He didn't sit down and play a game because he was just touring the con, but he thought it was very neat that we actually had, you know, all these games. He recognized Catan as something he had played before.
Well, and I like that you have Candyland, because as somebody who's had younger children at con,
yes.
I think that is sometimes there is that point of, okay, you just need a little bit of time away, not away thaws, because you're still going to have one down the hill, but a way where we can just kind of focus on one thing right now instead of the gajillion things that are running by you as we're walking around con.
That's
and being able to bring a couple of kids down there and do some Candyland or shoot some ladders or whatever you got. I mean,
that's exactly why we got it. We have a mother of a couple of young kids on our staff, and she said, you know, we're missing this. And she said, No, it's not, we're not doing this to provide a babysitting service, but every once in a while, you know, you want to bring your kids to the con, you want to get them introduced to fandom, you want to get them used to hanging out, but you also, every once in a while, you know, they need a little one-on-one time with mommy and daddy, and they can just sit down, pull up a table, pull out Candyland, pull out, you know, I can't even think of all the kids game we have. We have about 15 or 20 of them. And, you know, it starts from there. They start with the little kids' games. And then, you know, I've seen over the last few years, we've seen people, we've seen kids come back with their parents. And, you know, we actually even had someone enter the Catan tournament last year. Yeah, he did okay. He surprised. I believe he advanced to the second round of the tournament because he completely stunned the adults who had been playing this game forever. With his ability to play the game. So, you know, it's one of those things. Gaming is a lifelong hobby. You can do it as young as, you know, as soon as you can, you know, recognize shapes and colors, you can start playing board games, up until whenever. So it's a good family thing. So why not?
John, I'm totally taking you, and we're going to play Candyland. Taking you, man.
All right.
I'm taking you down in Candyland.
All right.
I also want to mention, I know I kind of brushed on it. We have a Catan tournament in cooperation with the with Mayfair Games. They're doing their, I believe it's the, I want to make sure I'm saying this right, it's the National Catan Championship qualifier that they're doing here at Dragon Con.
Whoa.
We've done this for the last 3 years. We sent someone to Gen Con for the last 2 years. The winner of the tournament gets to go to the tournament in Indianapolis, and compete representing Dragon Con for either a trip to the National Catan Championships, which are held at Gen Con, or the Worldwide Catan Championships, which are held in Germany. So, you know, it's a way to get in. It's only $10. We hold the preliminary rounds, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon. So it's, you know, who knows? $10, you might end up going to Indianapolis to represent Dragon Con.
Nice. Now, let me ask you, how did you get involved in Dragon Con as a staff member, but also in board games?
Well, I started out at Dragon Con number 1.
Wow.
I showed up.
26 years ago.
That's correct. I showed up, and 26 years ago, I did not have a job. I did not have a car, but I knew that Dragon Con was at the Pierremont Hotel, and I wanted to go. And I pleaded, I borrowed, and I got put on staff that first year.
Oh.
I was a dungeon master. I was running some D&D classic modules for Mark Lieberman. He's now the director of non-campaign RPGs. I think it was D&D. And over the course of the years, I ran games every year, and he realized he was not getting rid of me. He made me his second in non-campaign RPGs. I did that for a number of years. And there was an opening that showed up in board games, and I have an interest in all types of gaming. So the senior director of gaming said, "Hey, Phil, you've been hanging around here a couple of years. you seem to be competent. You seem to know what you're doing." And I said, "Well, anything, Dave, I can do to help, I'll be more than happy to do that." And he said, "Well, let me tell you something. We need somebody to direct board games. Board games has been declining over the last couple of years, and we need somebody who wants to give it a try to see if they can help us out." And the rest, as they say, is history. This will be my 6th year as a director of board games. So,
well,
I look forward to seeing everybody down there.
Sweet.
Okay, wait. I got another question. Okay, so you've done 20, this will be your 26th year on staff.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so first of all, you started as a baby, Phil, because I swear to God you're younger than me. Second of all, all right, so I know
so
what
he's younger than...
Look, married is online, but no, seriously, Phil looks very young, people, and he is a studly man.
Oh, thank you.
So if you're wondering, he's down in the Hilton, I'm just going to say that, and he's very nice.
One wearing deodorant.
And who has had a little tiny bit of sleep because he has great staff. But, so, all right, at 10, we get a watch. For those who volunteer, if you do this all the time, you get a watch at 10, you get a plaque at 15. What do you get at 20?
A really nice pen and pencil set.
Very cool. All right, see, cool.
What do you get at 25? Do you get anything at 25?
They have been teasing us. They say, just make sure you come to the staff meeting on Sunday.
Well, we will be at the staff meeting together on Sunday.
So,
yes.
So they'll either...
Well, one hopes you are, yes.
They'll either give me something neat or recognize us, or they won't. I have great...
Or they'll give you a certificate for a free mental evaluation.
No, they give us one of those every year anyway.
Every year they're like, you know, guys, seriously, you can get help.
Really? You came back? Wow.
Yeah. We love it. And we love it because that's why we come back. So I didn't mean to interrupt you, John. That's 26 years. That's pretty awesome, Phil. That is really
awesome. No, you're fine. No, that's perfectly fine. Now, of course, I forgot what I was going to ask. Well, actually, in your 25 years there, have you, what is the craziest thing you've seen down in that room? That you can talk about.
yeah, that was not at 2 a.m. behind a curtain.
Oh, no, it wasn't out. It wasn't behind a curtain or anything. It was right out there.
Oh, people, there are rooms.
It's like, get a room. But
there's rooms right above us.
But I like what you're doing. So,
okay. Now,
I think I've pretty much seen everything. I've seen, we've had people, when we were in the same area with the miniatures people, we've had people try to claim a 6-foot Starship replica as part of their costume. Of course, the typical inebriates that pass through there at 3-4 o'clock in the morning. We see a lot of that. I've seen guests. How can I put this? Not being themselves.
Yeah.
actually being themselves. You know what they say, in vino veritas?
yes.
I've seen, it's, you name it. If you can think of something that might have happened at Dragon Con, I've probably seen it. If I haven't seen
I remember being down there at one point because I was actually looking for my husband, and I remember these people like yelling at each other over a table over like rules violations. And I was sitting there, and they were like quoting, you know, and it was the typical, as you call, a nerd geek fight, you know, because no, rule 14.2B7. Subsection 7 says, and somebody else was like, but no, if you look at rule 18, it was like, you guys both win, that you could quote them that way. Yeah, I was kind of stunned, because I was like, whoa, that's pretty cool. Yeah. But it's just like somebody, I mean, no disrespect to that, because that is to me, that you know that well is pretty cool. It's just as cool to me as somebody who can actually sit and quote every line of Star Wars. I find that just kind of utterly fascinating as well. So that's interesting that you've seen people being themselves and people being like, wow, guys, get a room and everything in between. So
yes,
that's pretty cool. Yes. The gaming takes it out of you, the competition.
Yeah. So, I last couple of years, I've made it a point, you know, to actually get out from, you know, I made it a point to get out from the gaming area for a little while each day. Because, I mean, you're a director, so you understand you don't want to leave your area. Most of the fan tracks have it made because most of the programming, for the most part, is over by like 10 o'clock, for the most part. So you can shut your room down, you can relax, you can take a breath. Well, you know, when you're running gaming, even when I was with the role-playing people, our last session didn't end till 2 o'clock in the morning. We had another one starting up at 9. So there really wasn't a lot of downtime or time for me to go see the con. Over the last couple of years, I've gotten to see, you know, go out and see some of the con. One of the best experiences I've had at Dragon Con over the last 25, 26 years, in the Hilton last year, they had karaoke. And Felicia Day and pretty much everybody who we invited from Eureka was in the lobby of the Hilton doing karaoke. And I was up there for 3 hours watching these guys just geek out with the crowd.
Yep.
And that was probably the most fun that I had ever had at Dragon Con, because, you know, we look up at these people who we have and we call them guests, but a lot of these guys, the most of these guys are just geeks like the rest of us. They come here to party and have fun. And that's just what these guys were doing. And it was just so organic and so, it was just so natural what they were doing. It was like, oh my God, we're hanging out with our own. These people get me. And yeah. That's always such a good feeling to see at Dragon Con, especially, you know, people tend to think that Dragon Con is about the invited guests, the big name stars and everything, but it's really not. It's about the fans that come to the show. And what a lot of people don't realize is, in addition to being these big stars and everything, these guys are fans too. Mm-hmm. And they like hanging out with other fans.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of them, I think that is something that we're seeing, especially in these past like 5 years. A lot of them have grown up when fandom has been kind of big. I mean, they'll talk to you about, you know, I remember when I first saw Star Trek, or I first saw Star Wars, or I saw Star Trek, or I did this, or I did that, or I can't remember exactly who it was, but somebody was like, I just remember Mannix being my favorite show ever. You know, it's like, okay, there you go. I mean, these are the kind of things, and they remember them and do it that way. And so they've kind of grown up as fans. And so this is kind of neat to see actors who are also fans, not just actors, which is kind of neat too, but it's also actors as fans. But you touched on something else too, which is, I think we've heard this now on all of them that we've done, which is this kind of feeling of you kind of come into old home week and you kind of being around your friends and people maybe you only see once a year, but you know, this is where it's okay, let your geek hang out, fly your geek flag, you know, and have a good time. And nobody's knocking on anybody on that. Just have fun.
Yeah. I got friends that I've had for 26 years that I see 5 days every year.
Yep.
And you know, where else but fandom can you see something like that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are people that, you know, for 4 or 5 days a year, you know, we're best buds. We talk, but you know, when everything's over, we go our separate ways. You know, but and we look forward to seeing each other the next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't mind me going off on the side a little bit,
no, go.
Please.
I don't know if you guys know Robin Chapel. She's the director of the Dealer's Room. She was actually one of the people when I first started coming to Dragon Con. I used to commute down to Dragon Con every year because, of course. You know, I was I didn't have the money to stay down at the hotels. I wasn't I wasn't getting a room for free or anything. So I would commute down there every year. And one of the first years I got down there, I had made friends with Robin and her husband Floyd. And we, you know, we had been talking and partying. We had gamed together before. And I looked up; it was 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, as you know, in Atlanta, if you're not where you're supposed to be after 1 o'clock in the morning, you're not doing it on MARTA. And one of the nicest things, these guys, they didn't know me. They really didn't know me from Adam. They knew we had gamed together. We had hung out at the con. These guys let me have space in their spare bed in their room. And we have been friends ever since. I was, you know, it hit me hard when Floyd passed. But I know I will always have a friend in Robin. And she will always have a friend in me.
Wow, that's awesome. And you know, it is. We've hit this in the countless number of recordings done, but it's the you'd kind of said this, used this term earlier, which I really like, organic things that happen at Dragon Con that make it so special. I mean, be it, you know, karaoke just popping up out of nowhere, unplanned, no one scheduled that. Or, you know, so, finding a friend someplace that you, weren't expecting to, right? And, you know, it just happened. I was just, writing up the post for tomorrow with, Kevin and Kim. Yes, that's the one I cheated on with Lee about. Anyway, but no, they those two, I swear to God, I was the third wheel in that conversation because those two were just going off. They've become fast friends in a matter of minutes just because they have a similar interest and you know, and nobody's judging anybody and everyone respects everyone's opinions. And, you know, I was kind of laughing to myself. I was like, you know, but board game geeks, for lack of a better term, have an interesting, or any gaming geeks period, have an interesting personality. We have a gaming night at my house every with a family game night that we do every week. But and my son's kind of like this, but there's the rules Nazi that for lack of a better term again, and God bless them, that knows the rules inside and out and can tell you. And so getting out of that room probably at least a couple of times throughout the con is not a bad idea because, you know, I have some of my friends some of my best friends are Nazis. Is that what I was about to say? I think that's what I was about to say.
Some of your friends are what? Not?
Rule Nazis is actually where I was going with that. I need to find a better term.
I believe he was Godwin in this podcast.
Yes, that's what I did. And the podcast is over. No, but you know the debates that Lee talks about, they can become very heated with the people that know those rules very well. You get that many in a room,
people were gonna hit each other.
Nah, they were in love.
Nah, they liked each other. I'm pretty sure. It's okay. You know, it's just the nature of the beast, and you know, it happens.
Or they're gonna go outside and shank each other.
No, one of the other.
As long as they get outside,
as long as you don't have to file the paperwork.
Hey, as long as they don't do it in my area, it's not my responsibility.
Not my job.
Go ahead, Lee.
Okay, well, I was going to say now, as you said, you do now try to get out of your room for a little bit. What are you going to try to get out of your room for this year at DragonCon?
I have been issued an invitation, and I will be hanging out with the MMO track people.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I have been promised by Grim Thorne, that is, the director of MMOs, that I will get to meet Miss Felicia Day this year. So I'm going to go with my big teddy bear self and probably not be able to open my mouth and say a word when I see her because she is probably one of the most talented people I've ever seen. She wanted to be on TV. They wouldn't let her, so she did it herself. So I can't help but enjoy that. Of course, I'm also going to hang out with the podcasting people.
Cool.
And the skeptics. Because even though we may not agree on a lot of stuff, they are still really fun people to hang out with. Mm-hmm. I'm going to check out probably some young adult lit stuff because I still like to read, and some of this young adult lit is just fascinating to read.
It is better than some of the adult, as you would call, fiction out there. There is some great young adult lit, as somebody says who has a child reading young adult lit. I mean, there's really good stuff out there.
And the beautiful part about that young adult list literature stuff, you can read it in a couple of days and digest it and be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see Nichelle Nichols again.
Yep.
Nichelle Nichols, you will be mine. No, just kidding.
All right, now I have to report you. Oh, geez, I had to fill out that paperwork.
And of course, because the autograph area is always near something to do with gaming, I know I'll probably get to see Patrick Stewart yet again because his line will be almost infinite, and it will wrap around something in gaming, and they'll ask us to help the crowd move along. So I don't know. I'm just going to make sure I see enough of the con this year because. You know, life's too short and the con's too fun.
Well, you are also, of course, welcome to the extract. There will be a beverage there waiting for you, as always.
You guys are in the Hilton this year, right?
Marriott. At least as far as I know right now. As far as we know right now, we're in the Marriott. You know how that works.
We'll know for sure on Sunday. Yeah.
We may not know for sure until, you know. quick show up at the Marriott, and they go, yeah, I had to move you. Okay, yep. Well, where am I going to go?
Be positive. Yeah. Be positive.
No, and that is not a negative. That is, you know what, things happen, and you got to move it, and we got to use those spaces in different ways. And I was one of the people that all of a sudden they moved me from. I was one of the first ones that went to the Hilton, and I was like, okay. And they were like, you're upset? And I'm like, no, I'm just kind of a little shocked and didn't know I was leaving the Hyatt, but it's okay. And went to the Hilton and I loved it. It was fine. And then got over to the Marriott and loved it. And it was fine. And so, you know, hey, things change and they change because that's what we got to do.
Yeah, we joke.
And I'm fine with it.
We joke down in gaming all the time. As soon as we get comfortable in some place, they move us.
Because we're going to move you too.
Ever since we've been in this complex, we were up at the Inn Forum. We've been at the Westin. We spent a number of years at the Hyatt. We were in the Marriott 1 year, and we had it totally we were totally happy there. And they say, oh, yeah, you're going back to the Hilton. The only place that gaming as a group hasn't gone is the Sheraton. But we just got MMOs moved over to the Hilton. So finally, for the first time ever, all of gaming is together.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Hey, you mind if I plug some other things with gaming going on right quick? We got
go ahead. Please do.
We love plugging.
We got another we have a new track that's going to be under the gaming umbrella this year. It's video gaming. That's going to be headed up by Mike and Julianne Capps. You guys may not know, but Mike is the president of Epic Games. So he'll be he and his wife will be heading up the video gaming track. So I'm looking forward to a lot of programming. From the video gaming perspective, we also have our game programming track, which is run by Rush Lily. I cannot pronounce his last name. Rush Lily Lavet. So we'll have some neat panels on just different aspects of gaming, role playing, board gaming, whatever. There's also a new director over in digital computer gaming, Gail Reese. This is going to be her first year running video gaming. And she's got a lot of unique things planned for you guys. Of course, we're still going to have LARPs, which are going to be up on, the third floor of the Hilton. We have the campaign and non-campaign role-playing games, which are going to be down. They're going to muster down in the registration is going to be down in the Galleria level of the Hilton. We've got card games.
Wait, for somebody who is not well-versed in what's a campaign versus a non-campaign, can you just give me, like, two examples that know?
Yeah, the campaign RPGs are basically the old living games. Right now, the ones that are really popular are Pathfinder Society, and I believe they're doing Shadowrun Missions. That's the other popular one that's going to be there. The non-campaign stuff is really unique. That's basically, we have people who want to run games in whatever style they want to run them. They pre-generate characters, they pre-generate scenarios, and basically they have people come and play those games for 4 hours at a time.
Okay.
It's a great way to kill 4 hours. So we have that. I want to make sure I'm not leaving anybody out. Yeah, we have.
So I'm sorry, you said card gaming. I interrupted you while you were about to say card game.
Yeah, that's collectible card gaming. That's also in the Galleria level of the Hilton. So you want to get your Pokemon on, you want to get your Magic on, Yu-Gi-Oh, pretty much any of the collectible card games, we're going to be running stuff down there. I think they're actually running a couple of tournaments. I know they're running tournaments down there. We have a website for that as well. And lastly, we have the miniature gaming, which is also down in the Galleria level. You were mentioning
HeroClix.
Clix. Yeah. And, we always have a good turnout with them and the War Machine and 40K people. So, I mean, we got a lot of stuff going on down in gaming. It's a great way to kill a couple of hours. It's very social. And we love people. So, please come down, hang out.
And I love how you say that because I think that is the idea is that it's, five people sitting in a room, in a dark room that smells like cucumbers, rolling dice and throwing cards down and, doing that. But it's really not. It's actually, you actually talk to people in the game. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, we do a lot of teaching. We also have people who come in and demo games. I know Mayfair is going to be there. They're going to be demoing some of their stuff. in conjunction with the Catan tournament. So we always have people who are willing to demo games. We have a couple of Men in Black on our staff, which is the fan support group of Steve Jackson Games. We've got fan support from, I believe, Mad Rabbit Games. Just a couple other people are going to be demoing games down there. So we, like I said, we always look forward to seeing folks come down there. It's a great place to hang out. You know, it costs $5 to get a badge for the entire weekend. And just think, you know, you've been walking around the con all day, you're tired, you really don't want to go back to the room, grab a soda, grab a snack, come down and play some games. We'd love to have everybody down there.
That is awesome. And you guys do sell snacks down there too.
We don't sell snacks, but the hotel does.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah. Oh, good. Come on, man. Hilton would kill us if we were selling snacks down there. The Hilton does set up a little snack station down there in the Galleria level. They're usually open till about 2 o'clock in the morning. So there's always, you know, somebody, you know, you can always get your snack on down there. I know I'm missing something, but like I said, just come on down. We'd love to have you guys down there. You guys come visit us during the con. We'd love to see you down there.
That's great. We will. Let me, before we let you go, I've got two more questions. First of all, this is the traditional question that we ask everyone. If you could have three guests, any three guests, living or dead, Lee?
But not a zombie.
But not a zombie. Who would they be for a con?
For the con itself?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Or even your track, but the
well,
con.
Yeah, you know.
Who do you want to see?
I have who I need. I have the fans.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was good.
Let's see.
You want to suck up some more?
let me think. Vin Diesel.
Oh, that's nice. We haven't heard him. That's awesome.
No, that's an interesting choice.
Vin Diesel is a you know, Riddick, Fast and Furious, and he's also an avid D&D player.
Oh yeah, I actually remember hearing something about that. Yeah.
Just because I'm weird and I think it would be cool, I like to have Bill Clinton show up because I just don't know what that man would do with all the babes at Dragon Con.
Oh, you're so bad. Okay.
Oh God, and the third one. I should probably pick somebody dead. I don't know. I'd probably want to, you know, get somebody from, you know, the 60s. John Lennon. That would be cool to have at Dragon Con.
Oh,
I think,
wow.
I think he'd find it interesting. We have all kind of musical guests show up at Dragon Con. Why not John Lennon?
Yeah, Alice Cooper most famously recently.
Did she? Yes, she's going to be there.
Recently just added, yes.
Or as my people work. Alice Cooper, I thought she was dead. Yeah, that joke wasn't funny 30 years ago.
Nice. And the other question I had for you is, if someone wants more information, where's the best place to find you? You got a Twitter or a webpage over on somewhere?
You'll have to realize just about all the gaming directors are old. We're old fogies, and we don't trust this newfangled technology. So we do have a website. It's gaming.dragoncon.org.
All right.
It has information about all the programming and all the tournament programming that we're going to have down in gaming. And of course, you can always reach me at boardgames@dragoncon.org if you have any questions or comments or, you know, suggestions that you want to make. All the gaming directors have their addresses are available on the gaming. That dragoncon.org website, and if you want to drop any of them a line, I'm sure they'd be happy to hear from you.
Yeah, cool.
All right. Yay!
All right, Phil, thank you so much for your time. And as I tell all the directors and any staff or volunteers, you know, thank you for serving, especially, you know, about 26 years now. Thank you for serving and putting on such a great show. And without you guys, this wouldn't happen. There wouldn't be all this, all these great and happy fans come, and tired fans come, Monday, evening. So, thank you so, so much.
Well, I look forward to doing this every year, and I hope to look forward for another 26 years.
Wow. You are crazy. Maybe the reason why they want you to come there is so they can lock you up. Make sure you get to staff meeting so we can know where you are and we can register you. And as always, Lee, thank you for joining me from your vacation.
Don't cheat on me anymore.
Well, we'll see.
How would you feel if I cheated on you next week when you're on vacation?
That would be awesome, because then I would have less work to do. The 50 is a lot of is a big number.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to find, I'm not just going to cheat on you with one person. No, like you did to me. I'm going to cheat on you with, two or three people.
Well, I guess you didn't catch that I also cheated with you with Serv and Aaron last night. Anyway, this is going weird places.
You cheated on me twice?
Until next time, this is John for Phil and Lee.
You're breaking my heart.
Saying peace.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.